Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I think I've got a plan for us, Lazo.
All right, good. What is it, my friend?
Mega Millions.
Oh, I don't know perfect. If you saw. Yeah.
But,
well, that should work.
It's tonight, yeah. So, I mean, crazier things have happened. And I guess we're going to have to buy our own ticket because our boss didn't buy us a ticket. Did you see that I think it's the founder of, you know, Raising Cane's, the chicken place.
Oh, really?
You know what? I don't want to speculate. It didn't say in this Fox News article. It just talked about how he bought these tickets. But he bought tickets for all of his employees. I was a little confused about how he says he's going to split it up because it doesn't sound like he's saying that he's actually going to give each employee their ticket. It's probably not time. I think he said it's like 50,000 tickets total
right.
to get them for everyone. He's like, look, you know, it's just a little fun. But if we win, then we're going to share with each other. So really, it's more like I got one ticket representing each of you, but then if we win, we'll split it up here.
Hey everyone, Monday morning, more importantly, Monday morning before Mega Million jackpot tomorrow. I'm sure you saw it. Mega Million is at $790 million. We want to have some fun. So Todd is buying, on behalf of every crew member, a ticket each. That is 50,000 tickets. So what do? Well, we wait anxiously. If we win together. So whatever we win, we share it.
Okay, so this article here from Yahoo says that he posted at least one of the videos on TikTok, which I guess if you're going to split it up, it would be better to just have all the tickets in his office.
Right.
Then say, here's your ticket. And then, like, if you win, don't forget to share it with everyone else.
Right, because I'm going
to
be like,
right.
I didn't win.
Exactly, of course, and I don't know what, I mean.
It's going to be real hard to go back to work and Raising Cane's the next day.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm going to have to
You're going to have to work there a little bit longer. I don't know how long that is, but because they're going to know that the ticket was sold at a certain location. You can remain anonymous.
Of course.
But then
I'm the
say,
fry cook guy and I show up in a Lambo.
Yeah, you
like,
might want to wait
didn't
on
win,
that.
But anyway.
You might want to wait on that just a little while, but I would give it at least, if you can, at least a couple months. And you'd say, like, well, it's going to be tough. Yeah, well, you know what's going to be tougher is splitting that with 50,000 people.
That's true.
I mean, 800 million, I don't know what the lump sum is, but I'm sure it's a lot. It's probably enough. 800 million is a lot. I can't even begin to I mean, that's, at that point, you are buying, if you want, you're buying mansions in the Hamptons next to some of the richest people in the world, if you want to, right?
I mean, yeah, of course.
That's almost $1 billion, even if you only took home, I say, even if only. Cash payout, taxes, all that, maybe it's like 400 million.
I mean, it's generational wealth for sure.
Absolutely.
Your kids don't have to work.
I could probably blow it in my lifetime, but it's gonna be tough. You'd have to spend a lot of money.
I mean, you could, but even then, the stuff you buy would be worth something.
Exactly. Right. Then you're going to have that to turn around and sell
because
you paid cash for it. I'm saying, I think
you'd
it would be tough.
You'd have to give it away.
Without giving it away, it would be very difficult. You'd have
to
start
blow
buying
a lot
countries.
Of it.
Yeah. I mean, let's say you take $400 million home. I'm just guessing there. $400 million, I don't know how long it would take to spend that, but exactly what you're saying is what I thought. You buy stuff, you're buying the Rolls Royces and stuff. Well, now that's worth something. So then you got
right.
to try
I mean,
to sell
it,
that.
Right, even if it loses half, you're still like, well.
I would think even if you were just completely opulent and over the top, that it would last 20 years. Like, completely over the top, it would still take 20 years. And, of course, anytime the lottery gets this big, they start talking about the odds of winning, right? And, you know, they're not good. They're like, depending on who you ask, Powerball is slightly easier, supposedly, like 1 in 200 and some million. This being 1, I think Mega Millions is like 1 in 300 million. It's like a little over 1 in 300 million. It's a lot. It's a number where you go.
You can't win if you don't have a ticket.
You can't win if you don't have a ticket.
That's right.
And it costs you, what, $2, I think, for the Mega Millions? And that's if you want to win the grand prize, which is all anybody cares about. But I think they said that winning something, it's like 1 in 24, which I thought about that for the employees, too, because if you're getting a free ticket, well, you're probably not going to win the jackpot, but you could win something.
Right.
But I guess if he's going to keep it, then I guess we're only going to split the money if it's a jackpot. I don't know. But just to put it in perspective, I looked up the odds of certain things.
Okay.
So 1 in 300, I think they said 1 in 3, it's over 300 million, okay? So the odds of getting struck by lightning. What do you think?
One in 100,000.
According to this thing that I found from the National Weather Service, it's very hard. They said that it's a rough guess, but 15,000 to one. Okay? So you got 300 million
to one. That's a lot less than what I thought.
Yeah. It almost seems like I'm worried about getting struck by lightning.
Like, Jesus Christ.
That's, and then they also broke it down. Like,
I thought the 100,000 one was going to be way low on that.
Me too. I thought that it would
one be... 1 in 15,000 people will get struck by lightning?
15,000 to 1 are the odds. They also said, because I was curious, how many people does it kill? 90% of people survive. So, and I would have thought that would be reversed. I thought that it would kill most people if you get struck. And then if I know some people live. Thanks. I've heard of those. But a hole-in-one in golf.
I have no idea.
Hitting a hole-in-one. They said 12,500 to 1.
Okay.
So your odds are only slightly better than getting struck by lightning, which I'm guessing they're just taking that as a random player who's not good, because that would... I saw they did bowling, and I was like, well, a professional bowler can get a 300, but, you know, a person who doesn't have any skill...
Well, they probably take how many people actually play golf on a regular basis, and then how many hole-in-ones there's been recorded, and then do the math.
12,500 to 1. Now, being struck by a meteorite. So remember, again...
1 in 5.
300 million to 1 for the lottery.
It's happened to me twice.
Getting hit by a meteorite. They said getting killed by it. I assume that just means if you get struck by one, it probably kills you. But 250,000 to 1.
Okay.
Again, I would have thought that number would be at least, I don't know, 5 million to 1. How many people a year are getting killed by meteorites? Dying in a plane crash.
Ah, I don't want to hear that.
Come on, man. I know you're...
1 in 7.
1 in 7? You think you got a 1 in 7 chance of being killed in a plane crash? 11 million to 1.
What?
So according to this, your odds of getting killed by a, or struck at least by a meteorite, are better than your odds of dying in a plane crash.
Well, that's good to hear.
I mean, it is. And they I know specifically it said that it was the United States.
Unless they have some sort of information where a meteorite is coming.
Right. Is that what they're doing? Like, it's going to kill a lot
about
of you.
About 250,000 people. So.
I wish we could tell you to get in the basement, but then everyone would do it.
Right.
And that's going to cause a problem, because
it's going to be
part
of a city. And if you live in that city, then you're done.
Right. Shark. Being killed by a shark. Not attacked, but killed by a shark. What do you think?
Well, I would think it's more than lightning.
Okay, so if you live 100 miles or less from the coast, it's 3.7 million to 1.
Well, you're still more likely to get hit by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
This lightning thing is a menace.
That's what I'm saying. I almost walked away from this
one,
like looking up. It was a little cloudy when I left, and I was like, am I going to get struck by lightning? Now, if you live more than 100 miles away from the coast, that goes up to 7 million to 1, obviously. And then dying in a car crash. I know you're not feeling like hearing about those hypotheticals.
1 in 11.
107 to 1. 107
that's not
to 1.
A lot.
No, that's not a lot of that's too good of an odd, I would say. Of all the things that, you know, on this list that want
107
you want the odds to be good. Probably just the lottery thing. Oh, the hole in one, I guess, would be okay too. What you don't want to hear is that, you know, 107 to 1. That puts it into perspective. 300 and however many million to 1 to win the Mega Millions. And then you get all the way down to a car crash, and it's 107 to 1. Mm. Ooh. I think you've said this before, Liza. We should do something about that, though. You know?
About cars?
Yeah.
About,
like, making
shouldn't.
Them safer and, like, maybe getting that gutter lane. And, you know, I still like the idea of the expandable, not just an airbag that comes out of the steering wheel and the you know, for your head or whatever, but the whole car.
Yeah.
If there's an impact, a big balloon
boom,
comes around.
And
just starts,
and you float just, up. And it just floats you straight to a hospital.
Perfect. And that way no one else hits you, and you're on your way to get treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do that. They have the technology.
Oh, of course.
It's big government. They don't want that to happen.
Well, that's because cars are $700,000 right now for a used Focus.
They are pretty expensive.
I mean, I know I'm being hyperbolic, but not too much, really. I mean, goddamn, cars are pricey.
I take it your car hunt is slowed a little bit then? What you're telling
me? Well, like, I was looking for cars, and, you know, every time I turned around, like, the payment was the same what I'm paying.
Yep. And only the car's getting older.
Older
and
with
more
miles.
Yep.
Right? So I was like, well, forget it.
And then they break it down, and you're like, wait a second, I thought this was supposed to be cheaper. And like, no, don't think so. That should change at some point, but I have no idea. Until then, Lazo. Plus, you know, maybe you go to the dinner tonight, and then you decide. Maybe you'll leave that dinner going, you know
well,
what?
Well, I was trying to prepare for the dinner and lower my car payment.
Right.
They kept telling me to be higher.
The Church of Laszlo. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.